Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. I am Triforce Todd, and joining me today is Tellius Tyler.
Yo, I'm being introduced. This is exciting. 12 hours of Smash later, my brain is fried, so forgive me for any mental lapses on the show. There will be many.
And joining us, the Lord of the Persona, Wario, Will. You'll never see it coming.
Okay. All I just gotta say is, thank you, Daddy Sakurai.
I want to thank you, Will, because I kept seeing that line, you never see it coming, and I'm like, are they just being literal? Is this a Persona reference? And sure enough, it is a Persona
it's
reference, so thank
theme.
You for explaining
it's
that to me.
It's the song. It's the song with the battle theme, and yeah, it pretty much matches everybody's mood, so
pretty
honestly.
Much. Pretty much. So, needless to say, we were totally justified in delaying our podcast from yesterday because of the Game Awards and Smash Brothers. So, we were very happy to be here because we got a lot to talk about and some serious retconning of certain decisions we've made in the last few weeks. But, of course, we got to get started off with what have you been playing? You know what we've been playing. But, to be fair, I do want to talk a little bit about Pokemon Go. Let's Go, sorry. I have finished, quote-unquote, my run of Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. I have beaten the Pokemon League. I am the Pokemon League champion. Basically beat them all with... Actually, I only used three Pokemon to beat the Pokemon League. Eevee, my Pidgeot, and Venusaur. Yeah, there were a lot of... There were a lot of water types, and I didn't have, even though I could have gotten an electric move on my Eevee, I didn't. It was just because of, you know, I wanted to balance it out and all that. But yeah, Venusaur was very effective, especially with Petal Dance and Mega Evolution. So I beat that. I tried to get I literally beat the game like, I don't know, 10 minutes before the Game Awards, and I tried to capture Mewtwo, and I failed because they just decided that you have to fight him first, then capture him. And I'm like, and he's like 10 levels higher than me or so. And so I had to use rare candies, and I still wasn't good enough to beat him because he has that stupid recover move. So, yeah, not fun.
Speaking of recover moves, King K rules recovery.
Stop!
Oh, boy.
Stop! Okay. Now, ironically, our fellow Outer Haven member, Clinton Bowman, he reviewed the game. I actually didn't look at the score. I think he gave it like a 4 or something. That's about where I would be for the game. It was fun, and dang it, Eevee is cute.
Of course, yes.
He is. I mean, like, they have these, they're not exact, they're kind of cutscenes, but they're kind of not, and it's just Eevee interacting with you, interacting with the environment, and it's so adorable.
Yeah, and I don't know, I'm hearing misheard lyrics, but I always hear Eevee say, yeah, boy, like, I don't know, I hear that.
Yeah, I always hear him say Bunnelby, which is another Pokemon entirely. But yeah, he says a lot of other things. He sounds like his anime voice, and so it's all up to interpretation, but he does do like, yeah, boy! So, oh my gosh, that is yeah, boy! Oh my gosh! He's hip! So, but for those who aren't into Smash, and shame on you, and you're looking for something else that's not Smash, shame on you, I would recommend it. It is fun. The producer of the game said it's not a spin-off title, that it is a core title. I probably got the right something up on that because it's really not. But for those who want a fun Pokemon experience to last until the main core title in 2019, I would recommend this game. It is fun. But I'm glad it's over because now I can play Smash Brothers Ultimate. So... I say for this part, we go in order of most played, which is surprisingly Tyler.
Surprisingly.
Well, I mean, think about it, man. You bought Splatoon and didn't play it for 18 months.
You're right, but we're talking about Smash Bros.
This is true. This is true.
Like,
all right, take it away.
What have you been playing segment for the next 2 years?
Pretty much.
I'm playing Smash Bros. Just a fair warning to everybody. I'm playing Smash Bros. And X character is really good, and X character needs to get nerfed anyway.
anyway.
So I've played for 12 hours. We are about 24 hours after launch. I got it at midnight, and I sat and played it until 11 in the morning. It was glorious. And I love the game. It's so good. The skill curve here is very real. Now, long-time listeners will know I am not one to be humble about my Smash Bros. Skills. I have to be humble about my Smash Bros.
Skills.
I am not very good at it. This game is different. It's very different. I get bopped online, like, all the time. Just absolutely murdered, honestly, because the game is so fast. But it's also kind of tricky to move. So when you're moving, like if you're good at the game, you can go super fast across the screen with safe attacks. A lot of every character has received landing lag nerfs on all their aerials or buffs on all their aerials. So you're faster. It's basically what it boils down to. But that opens up the door for a lot of different techniques. And if you can't perform those techniques, like a short hop, for example, it's sort of like if you tap Y instead of hold it, you'll do a half jump. Those are very important in Smash Ultimate to be able to get quick attacks out and not lose stage positioning. I am really having a hard time with that. That aside, I can tell just from watching the game and for the moments where I get cruising, this game is so much fun to play. It's definitely one that you want to spend some time to master. The versus mode is phenomenal. I don't have all the characters yet because I got distracted by playing online. I have most of them, though. I think I'm at 56 right now. They all feel awesome. I love the Belmonts. The Belmonts are so cool. Cross is just, it's so much fun to just throw Cross out there and have it just swing back. It's a great projectile. Young Link is amazing, every bit as great as I had hoped he would be. But I think the standout of the new fighters in terms of skill is King K. Rool. King K. Rool is the best character in the game. I feel comfortable saying that. I don't even have all the characters unlocked. King K. Rool is so good. This man has the best recovery in the game. He has the most ridiculous, he's incredibly fast, he has super strong moves, and he can't be launched. He is so stinking good. But it's been a ton of fun for me to explore all these characters, and I hope that you're all doing the same. If you're trying to really practice, I would pick one and pick a main and just practice that way. That's what I've kind of been doing with Marth right now. So that's the versus. It's been phenomenal. The online is, as we alluded to in the pre-launch, it's disappointing. The rule set, you can do preferred rule set. You can't just play. There's no for glory. There is no, I want to fight somebody one-on-one 100% of the time. You have to hope that you get matchmade with somebody else who has a similar thing as you. I don't know how that matchmaking works. About 80% of the time, I get the match that I want, but there's a good 20%, maybe more than that, where I'm stuck in a free-for-all with items that I have no interest in partaking in. I have no idea why they set it up this way. It's really, really stupid. It's frustrating. Not as frustrating is the fact that you can actually matchmake while playing other modes. Not World of Light. I guess it just takes too much energy, but you can do classic, or you can do versus battles or whatever while you matchmake in the background. And once the battle appears, your game will freeze and you'll go into your battle right away. It's phenomenal. I love that. Very handy.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, that's a really good idea. It's a smart feature. And I'm really eager for them to open the whatever they called it, arena battles, or I forget what they called it, but the basically for glory, because then you'll be able to play.
Elite Smash.
Elite Smash, thank you. That's what it is. So, and yeah, honestly, I don't belong in Elite Smash right now. So, I need to grind. But yeah, that's great. So that's a nice little thing. Classic mode, phenomenal. Every character has a set journey, so you're not going to get replayability, or not as much replayability. But classic mode, you never really replayed anyway. So, but even if you did, you can still go back and try to beat your times and all that. But
sorry to interject. But have you ever been Link's classic mode?
I haven't yet.
Oh my god, definitely try it, because that last boss, oh boy.
Need to get Link. Stop rubbing it in.
I said, Breath of the Wild, like, he's default.
Yeah, he's, sorry.
No, he's not default.
He is.
Breath of the Wild is default.
Sorry, I'm thinking World of Light. Sorry.
Yeah. You're thinking of World of Light.
I'm thinking World of Light. Sorry.
Which we'll get to in a second. That's yes, we will. Great. Well, see, Ness, every character has a theme in there. So Marth's was the Dragon Slayer. And so you fight Charizard, you fight Yoshi, your final boss is Rathalos. You fight all dragons. It's really, really cool. I love that. And Ness is trying to get back to Onnit. So you travel across, you know, different locales, and you end up in Onnit. And there's all sorts of themed battles in one. Jeff is the only assist trophy. There's only assist trophies, the only items on, and they're always Jeff when you get them. It's great. I love the little touches like that that shows the love for the franchises. Classic mode, awesome. World of Light. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I hate World of Light. Oh. I hate it. It is the worst. I wish it didn't exist. I hate World of Light. So this part of me is just my stupid pride. I set the thing to hard right away.
Stupid.
Well, I realized that. And then I just was like, okay, I'm going to turn this to easy. Because some of the challenges, there is one, I will single out one, but if you played this, you know what I'm talking about. There are about 15,000 of them that are just impossible. The one is Latios and Latias. And you're fighting two Charizards. They are normal comps. They are normal Tyler. Level 9 comps.
Tyler, yeah. I beat that in 3 tries.
But you didn't do it on hard.
You didn't say that. You just said it's impossible to do. I did it in 3 tries.
Yeah. I'm talking about on hard.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on hard.
Uh-huh.
These two Charizards, they start out.
I did it on normal, which means you did it on easy. So, Will, doesn't that mean I'm better than Tyler in Smash Brothers Ultimate?
Actually, I didn't do it. I rage quit and left because I had too much pride.
Oh, so you, now now it's official. I'm better than Tyler in Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, yeah. You can hang your hat on that. Just wait till you see me on the field of battle.
I don't know. You might rage quit, so it won't last that long.
regardless of your meaningless smack talk.
Oh, meaningless. Meaningless.
Yes, it's meaningless. Hey, you know how it'll end when we square off. You know how it'll end. I don't need to tell you how it'll end, but you know how it'll end.
Uh-huh.
anyway, let me finish complaining about this Charizard thing. They both start with a Master Ball. That's Latios and Latias. So they throw that right away, and instantly you have 70 damage, and you're getting popped around, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it, and then you die, and then it goes, would you want to try again? And if you're like me and you've been playing for 8 hours, you sit there and you go, yes, I do want to try again. And for some reason, I have too much pride. I won't say no, and then you're like, you know what? No. No, I'm done. I'm done with World of Light. I hate this mode.
Question. Have you equipped the right spirits?
Yes. So there might be a spirit that, like, gets rid of their item. I'm not sure.
It doesn't. That's actually part of the level. You can't get rid of that.
Yes. I mean, there's some spirits do different things, but that was a good thing to bring up. That makes me think of spirits mode overall and just how kind of – there's some cool stuff in there. I love there's a one that you have to fight in Buzz Buzz from Earthbound. He's a fly that tells Ness about his journey, and he gets squashed by Pokeminch's mom in the very beginning of the game. It's hilarious. She just swats him, and he dies. And you just have to swat Mr. Game and watch that he dies. It's very funny, and it's great. It's a nice little callback to the series. There's some good stuff like that where they pay homage to the spirit themselves. However, the battles are super lazy. I can't tell you how many times I've done a the floor is sticky battle or the floor is fire battle. Please equip a spirit that gives you imperviousness to fire. I really firmly dislike World of Light. I hate it. That aside, I really, really love the way the game feels. There's a lot of phenomenal design decisions with some of the single-player content, specifically Classic Mode. And this is the biggest Smash Bros. Yet. There is so much to dive into and so much to explore. And like I said, there's a real skill curve here. So there's reason to, you know, continue to push yourself. Smash 4 was very simple in its mechanics. I love that game. Unbelievable game. Smash Ultimate, you're gonna need to put some hours into it to master the mechanics.
Nice, very nice, nice.
Will, you have put 4 hours in, which is one more than I. You'll get more like 30 minutes, but still. So, what is your first impressions? For the record, these are all our first impressions. These are not our review on the game. Like Tyler said, he doesn't have all of the characters yet. Will and I have barely gotten started.
Right.
I haven't even touched Classic Mode. I've played literally one training session just so I could get my bearings back, and I went into World of Light the rest of the time. So, just to be clear, this is just first impressions. So, Will, go ahead.
But first things first, I just want to say right now to you, Tyler, I hate you for getting Darja as your first spirit.
I know,
Twitter.
I'm so
really
it was,
hate
yesterday
you.
Was Will's day. Like, we'll get into the big announcement that, well, we did get into the Persona announcement, and then I got Darja, and I was like, this is Will's day.
So much, I really hate you. I mean, when I started up my game, I got a spirit that was like, I think Kareem, I don't know what's his name, like a knight-looking guy, I don't know. But yeah, my impressions of the game so far is, like, I've been more or less been busting up through a classic run. As you said, like, the journeys themselves of each character, again, it's very unique. I mean, sure, it's nothing too dramatically different, but the fact that it's, like, based on their specific adventures, like Mario going against Bowser, and then you have to fight Giga Bowser, like, wow, I have to fight Giga Bowser at the start already, it's like, holy moly. And then, yeah, after that, I actually unlocked it. I unlocked it Sonic, King K. Rool, Zelda. Yeah, I unlocked a few of those. Yeah, Classic Mode, I basically very enjoyed. And I also kind of like dabbled in regards to the My Music Mode, which, yeah, just to go all through all these stages and decide which music to play is like, it will take you forever just to like, which. Just to set which music you want in each stage is like, holy moly, the amount of music. Oh, yeah, I would get lost in it. I can easily see myself just actually trying, just leaving the Switch in the sleep mode and then actually play the music in the background, honestly. Yeah. I can definitely see myself doing that.
Some of those remixes are incredible. My favorite is probably the Four Side remix. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. That was great. So yeah, I'm just on classic mode and actually just slightly begin a little bit on the World of Light. And yeah, I mean, I can definitely see it's that because from what I've heard on the reviews and also like, I can see what reviews are saying that it is a bit on the grinding side. And once you get the right spirit, it's basically smash them up. It's like nothing dramatically new about it. It's like the first few hours, great. But after that, and once you get the spirit, it's like it gets a little bit grindy. I can definitely see that. I mean, I heard that at the end game, that's where it starts to pick up real good. So
yeah, IGN, I don't hate to interrupt, but IGN, the guy who reviewed Smash, he gave it like a 9.4, or it was a 9.3, whatever. Too much Smash. he said like the last hour was one of like his most emotional hours of gaming, and I'm like, are we still talking about Smash Brothers here?
So, if that review holds true, then yeah, probably just gotta get jogged through to the end of it, which is like about 20 hours in the World of Light.
Yeah.
And actually, for me, I've also like actually scanned in my Ike Amiibo and actually carried over the levels from Smash 4 into this game, which
impressive.
It's pretty. I mean, again, bring levels. I think now the FP levels like now revert down to level 12 now currently for my Ike Amiibo. So little nice little details and all of that. And as far as concerned, like because again, you guys were at the VGA Awards during that night. I was waiting at Nintendo NY in the freezing cold. And
you got warmed up though. I guarantee you that.
Yes. We'll get to the news in a minute. But like. One, I'm definitely jealous that the people like who got in front actually got autographed signed copies from Masahiro Sakurai, which is I'm pretty jealous. But more power to them. So yes, just to wrap it up, I personally love Smash Bros. So far. The fact that there's just so much customization and make your name profile put on the character screen or whatever. Like it actually can change. Like for example, your button layouts, your throws, your jumps. Want to use a jump stick or a button jump. Like, the amount of customization is amazing. It's, like, almost to the point of just overwhelming. Like, this game is about choice, and whatever you want to do, you can do it I just love it. And just as a quick subtopic, I actually have played a little bit of finally beat the final beast, the Divine Beast of Breath of the Wild, so I need to just go and try to get the last boss of Breath of the Wild. Yes, I know. I've still got a few more days until the end of the year, so I'm not yet done yet. And actually been playing a bit of the Fae channel, and I finally got the last member of Niflheim, so I have both members of just Muspelheim and Niflheim. So yay! Thank you, Lord Jesus. I sense your envy, you suck.
You see, I was about to be nice and not rub in that you haven't beat Breath of the Wild out of respect for Smash Brothers and Persona, but because you mentioned Faye, beat Breath of the Wild already! I feel better. Alright, my turn. So like I mentioned previously, I literally jumped into the game, jumped out because I can't play the game in the Switch because that would be weird. No? Nothing? Fine.
I'm waiting for your impressions. Boo!
Yeah. So I got right into the game. My first spirit was Thanatos from Kid Icarus Uprising.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was pretty... He doesn't have a special ability, though, but it's like he had really good stats, so I got him to level 99, like, really quickly because I wanted to see if he would advance. He didn't. Oh, well. But then after that, I did, like I said, did one training mode, because that's the thing. And this isn't a bad gamer thing, it's just we've played so much this year. Even though it's been kind of a lesser year, you know, just for me, for example, I've had Pokemon, World Ends With You, Octopath. Is that it? That can't be it. Xenoblade. Xenoblade, I got the DLC Torna. Dang, was that really it? Obviously, we played Splatoon on and off. But anyway, we've played a lot of games, so I didn't realize how out of practice I was with Smash Brothers. So I was like, okay, I had to do this. And like after, like, I don't know, 2 hours in World of Light, I realized I hadn't used guard or the dash.
Ah, okay.
Like once, I'm like, oh yeah, I have that dash parry thing I can do. And so I was working that in. So I went straight into World of Light because I know that's where you unlock most of the characters. And then I found out after a while, you can literally play a few matches, come back out, and there's a challenger waiting for you.
Yes, so, that's what I've been doing.
So thanks to the Outer Haven crew for letting me know that. So I'm like doing that, like, I don't know, every 15 minutes after every few battles. So I know this is going to upset Tyler. Will won't care. I really like World of Light.
No, I mean, I'm glad you like it.
I agree. It's not for everyone. And Tyler, I saw your tweet earlier about like how there are some matches that are just so insanely lopsided that it's so hard to beat. But whereas your pride will forbid you from playing it, my stubbornness won't let me leave until it's beat. So here's a great one. I don't know if you've played this one. There is a match, and I swear this is the Smash Gods trying to smite me, because the spirit was the Chorus Kids. And so
yeah, I did do this one.
I took a snapshot, and I was going to take the snapshot and put it on Twitter, and I go, oh, look, the Smash Brothers are, or the Chorus Kids are in Smash Brothers as a spirit, which is where they belong.
I was going to tweet at you and say, Todd, look, the Chorus Men are a 3-star spirit that's very close to playable. There's one more star and then playable.
Yeah, and so I was literally going to do this battle really quick, and then I was going to get out. Well, here's the problem. That battle is 3 Jigglypuffs of different sizes, all of whom spam their lullaby technique. And it took me, I swear, like 10, 15 tries to try getting. I was switching characters. I was switching spirits that I had. I was doing anything and everything that I could to figure out how to beat these freaking Jigglypuffs.
Hey, Todd, I beat that one on hard on my second try.
Well played.
Am I better than you at Smash?
No, because I didn't rage quit. Nice try, though. What character did you use? I'm just curious.
I used Marth.
Okay, funny note on that. Because of the path I took, I, too, got Marth rather early. He was like, you know, the on the branching path and all that. But because I took Marth, the next, like, 3 or 4 characters were all characters I never use. So I got, like, Pikmin, or Olimar, and Pac-Man, and Wii Fit Trainer. I got Donkey Kong eventually, and then obviously Mario. And so my main in World of Light has been Marth.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm used to a certain kind of playstyle, and that playstyle is usually with swords. And so I have been using Marth as much as I can, with a few exceptions, to try and change things up and have a better advantage in battle. And so I'm actually getting kind of good at Marth, which is good because the last World of Light battle I did was even harder than the Chorus Kids one. It was a Ganondorf battle with a Sigma Spirit. And this Sigma Spirit gives you the Laser Sword. And so Ganondorf had the Laser Sword, which has incredible range, mixed with Ganondorf's power, in a stamina battle. It sucked! I kid you not, it had to be 30 times. 30 times. I couldn't figure out a strategy to get through to him. And then on the last time where I literally had to go over to my family's house, I was like, this is the last time. And I hit some combos. I was using the dolphin slash as much as I could. I was dodging, parrying, getting some good hits in, and I finally got him. And I was so relieved. And then I got Mega Man. So I was like, finally! But what I like about World of Light is that even though, yes, there are a lot of, like, sticky floor matches and everything, there's just as much variety in that they have matches where, you know, your character will go, the enemy will go metal. Or there's one where you can get Hal Emmerich from a Metal Gear, and he plays Dr. Mario. Mario doesn't fight, but then you have Metal Gear Rob doing all the battle in a giant metal form, again, symbolizing Metal Gear from Metal Gear, and it's so hard. I beat him, like third time, but don't doubt the power of Rob at level 9. And then there's, like, again, there was the Jigglypuff battle, which is really creative. I had to face a bunch of small Olimars, and then there was another one I had to face a lot of small snakes, which is really, really weird when you think about it. I like the variety because I never know what these spirits are going to give them next. And I'm sure by the time 5 hours come in, I'm going to be so tired of it. And I'm going to be like, and then I looked at the map. I found there's a map of the whole, you know, World of Light. And I realized they don't actually have every character in there. They only have, like, I don't know, 20 or so. So I'm kind of mad because Ike's not in there. And so I have to get Ike the other way. And then if you unlock a character out there in, like, the main screen, they don't get unlocked in World of Light. Which means unless something happens, I can't play Ike in World of Light, which is weird. But, you know, I appreciate this because I'm getting to know Marth a little bit better. Ike is still superior. Suck it, Tyler.
That's just wrong. But I do love Ike in this game. Ike is excellent in
all. Yeah,
his
waiting.
Up air, his new up air is it's so good, especially on Battlefield. You just apply that. The pressure from underneath the platforms, just throw it out there. It's such a good move.
Like when you say, like, up air, do you mean like his up smash? Or
No, I mean his up air. Like when you jump up and he swings a sword over his head.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't do the Ike copter anymore. He does just a nice little chop. Similar to Marth's, but it's just devastatingly strong.
Yeah. So, but I'm enjoying this because I'm totally going to switch to Pit next because I was really good with Pit and Brawl and Smash.
Hey, Pit's good. I love Pit. He's my best character.
See,
right
and
now.
That's the thing is, like, with the Ganondorf battle, the reason I had to keep using Marth was because he was my best option of my characters. I had no long distance characters, but now I have Pit, who I know I can use, and Pit has arrows. Yeah. So I can snipe that fool if I wanted to. So I've been playing that. I will definitely try classic mode now because you guys have, like, I love it. I didn't like classic mode in Smash 4 where you had, like, the like the pot where you up difficulty. Remember that?
Yeah, the little arena thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that clearly is gone, which I'm glad. So I look forward to trying
the
that.
The difficulty scroller is still there, but it's a different thing.
Okay, that's better. I don't mind that, but. But yeah, I look forward to it. I like unlock the characters. The only new, like, the I'm doing the air quotes, new character I've gotten so far is Inkling. So, because I don't know how they do it, like, the randomness of it all. Because, like, I got Ness was my first unlock, like, in the Challenger approaching thing.
Yeah. Oh, me then, too.
Yeah. So, but then, like, I got, like, next was Zelda, then Bowser, and then Oh, then the Inkling, and so, you know, it seems kind of random, but, like, what do I care? So, but one thing I want to note specifically, and I noticed this more because of World of Light and the settings, and I know you talked about it a little bit earlier, the music. There's just something about the music in this one. We're not saying that the music was bad in Brawl and Smash 4. I just realized we have to call it Smash 4 because that's what it was. It was Smash 4 Wii U and 3DS. That just seems kind of sad now that I look back at it because it was Smash Brothers and Melee and Brawl and Smash 4 and Ultimate and it feels like the redheaded stepchild.
It does. As much as I love that game, the name was not great.
Anyway, sorry. But there's something about the music, like, and I'm not even talking about the World of Light theme, which I, the first thing I did, which was in tribute to Brawl, honestly, was I watched the opening cutscene, and where they played the World of Light theme song, and where do they find these people? Like, she is such a good singer, and sure, the lyrics are cheesy. It's a Smash Brothers game. What do you want? But,
oh, they're awesome. Yeah, they're perfectly cheesy.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, and then, like, but then, like, once you get into the battle, like, with all the varying, like, they played one from Yoshi's Story. It was a Boss Coon or something like that, and he was a spirit, and, like, this Yoshi's theme hit, and it was just really, really catchy. And then another one hit, and it was Metal Gear. And then the Metal Gear music started playing. And then we had, you know, Fire Emblem. Oh, there you go. I was had a match where Sakura was the spirit, and she was helping Isabelle, but then female Korin was her partner, and I'm hearing the Fates theme going, and I'm like, enjoying the Fates theme, but I'm like, oh, crap, I gotta beat Korin.
Yeah, the Lost in Thoughts All Alone remix. First of all, I love Lost in Thoughts All Alone. They have remixed it, like, four different times already. There's so many good songs in Fates. Yeah. I wish they did a different one.
Yeah.
But it is still, it's so great. It's a beautiful remix.
This game is a lot of fun, and I'm seriously going to have to rework my schedule tomorrow, because I actually have to go to the hospital to treat something on my neck. I'm fine. It's just something that happened. But I was gonna wake up. I was going to have my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then I was going to, you know, get some work done and smash the rest of the day. But then my parents are now forcing me to go to the hospital. So now I was just like, okay, should I wake up and go right to the hospital, then come right back and maybe not lose the time, just lose a little sleep? And, you know, because I want to play Smash Bros. I want to be... Tyler, you're never gonna hear. You're never gonna hear me say this to you again. All right? Are you ready?
Yeah.
I want to be like Tyler and play it for 12 hours straight.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm gonna remember the day that Todd said.
Oh no!
Like Tyler.
His headache expanding right now. I see it right now.
Which reminds me. Remember when I told you guys that Pearl was great and Marina was trash?
Which time?
please, defend your lady for. Picking team villains.
Okay, that's not fair. That's not fair. That is random, and you know it. Okay?
No, it's not. It goes to what I said about the personalities. Marina's a jerk. Pearl's great.
Oh, my God.
We have to talk about the visuals of Smash Ultimate as well.
Yes.
I tweeted about the four-side stage. I know I've talked a lot about the four-side stage. I love the four-side stage, just
Are
like
you
I love Sonic.
You love the four-side stage.
Yeah. But it's so gorgeous. It's a beautiful recreation, like the Melee stage. It's very cool looking, but you know, it's GameCube graphics. They've redone the whole thing. Foreside, the city of Foreside, it feels real now. It feels like it's a real sprawling metropolis, and I'm so happy that they brought it to life. And it's not just that stage, it's really all of them. The New Donk City stage, great as well. The Breath of the Wild, of course, beautiful stage. The visuals are remarkable, especially in the stages. I'm not a huge fan of some of the characters' faces. I actually think Marth and Ike have weird looking faces, but outside of those little nitpicks, graphically it's beautiful.
I'll tell you two things I appreciate. One is, and I hate it when it happens to me, but when you hit like that super critical hit and like the screen zooms in and does graphic. That's a cool feeling, because you're like, you almost want to shout, you're done! And
yeah.
That's cool. And something I didn't know I'd appreciate until I actually got her, I really like Zelda's upgrade.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Because she, again, for those who haven't seen her, she has her Link Between Worlds form, which is very different from Ocarina and Twilight Princess like she's been in the past. And so this is really cool. And of course, then they added her Spirit Tracks Phantom Summon, which is a really great. Again, and I faced Ganon when in the Sigma battle. He uses his sword finally. So they've upgraded a lot, and then he added it to the visuals and the stages, and it's really fun. This is a really, really fun game. So, and we're just getting started. Yeah, and I say that knowing that Tyler's played it for 12 hours. We're just getting started.
12 hours, and we are just getting started. It is only 22 hours after release.
Give or take. I mean, it technically released at midnight, so yeah. Anyway, but
it's 10 here, Leon.
Oh, yeah, good point. So, but yeah, it's a fun ride, and we're definitely gonna talk about this for the next few weeks, months, years. But and then hopefully we'll I can just say right now I don't feel comfortable facing you guys because I don't have Ike and I haven't tried out any of the new characters, not even Inkling, because I've been focusing on World of Light. So it might be like 2 weeks before we get our NEP smash on. But
You
when it
need to,
does.
you're gonna train that long. You're gonna It doesn't matter if you play me today, it doesn't matter if you play me tomorrow, it doesn't matter if you play me 2 weeks from now or a month from now or a year from now, the result's gonna be the same. You're gonna lose.
Yeah, unless you, except when I don't lose and then you rage quit.
I
So.
will never lose. As the great Roy would say, failure is not an option. First of all,
Yeah.
Ray Chase, great job on Roy's voice. Roy is beautifully done. Beautifully voiced, beautifully drawn.
Well, Tyler, in the words of the great Ike, you'll get no sympathy from me. So.
Yeah, Ike has a new victory quote. He goes, "I yield to no one."
Okay. Ooh, I like that even. I like that just as much. I yield to no one. All right. But we're gonna have some fun with this, get our characters, get the entire roster, and then we'll smash, and then hopefully we'll have a Twitch channel by then. Tyler, did you talk to Keith about that?
Yeah, I did, and we're working on it.
Awesome. That's all, and we will keep you posted on this because we want be another way to expand our the NEP brand and have a lot of fun along the way. And after Smash Brothers, we can finally settle Mario Kart debate. So.
And our audience can teach me how to play this game because I really want to be great at it, and I'm not, and it's really upsetting.
I think that's actually what'll separate us in our Twitch channel is that we're not going to be like Ninja where we're like the greatest in the world. We're just three guys who love Nintendo games and we
That's
want to
right.
have fun. And I think people will appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a nice little flair, some
We got
spice.
the target market cornered at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. So we're going to be talking about Smash basically the rest of the podcast, but we do have some other things to talk about because there has been some news. So it's time to go down the warp pipe. And we're going to start it off with the Game Awards. And I'm not going to lie, when we were talking about the Game Awards last week in the episode, our past podcast episode, we were wondering like what was going to be shown and what rumors are going to be true and what we thought was going to happen. And I am proud to say, ladies and gentlemen, we got none of it right.
No, we called the fact that Joker was going to be revealed, specifically Joker.
Yeah, from Persona 5. Not
Yeah.
Joker from Batman. That was something else entirely.
No, but in our defense, I know at least I personally said there would be a Smash Bros. Reveal. I
Okay,
believed
you're
in the
right. Okay,
DLC
we did. We
That
did get
was an easy
that.
guess.
Yeah, it
No,
was,
but
but
it
it was
was
something
never
we got right.
guaranteed. Hold on, you say that was an easy guess, but that's not a guarantee. Yes, the timing lined up, and even Reg joked about it last night. But we all know Nintendo. If they don't
Yeah.
want to reveal something, they won't.
Right. Also, an
So.
easy guess was that they would show something Metroid related, and there was nothing Metroid related.
Exactly. There was a huge rumor circulating that they were going to provide like a gameplay trailer or a cinematic trailer for Metroid Prime 4. Didn't happen. And then there was another rumor that we're going to talk about later that didn't happen. So, yeah. Now, personally, and I was talking about this with the guys before the podcast, I felt a little disappointed by Nintendo because I felt they could have done more. And but I guess it's all really context. I'm not mad at what they revealed, clearly not. But I do feel they could have done more. But let's get to the announcements. The first one was the rhythm game. I can't remember the title. What was it called?
I can't remember it either.
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. But it was one of those games where it's like it's visually stunning, and the idea of it being a rhythm game is actually kind of appealing. So I like that, and it's an indie title, so it's gonna be good to see that on Switch. But the surprise, okay, one of the surprises, I'll be fair. One of the big surprises was really, really early, where they revealed that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the Black Order, really long name, is coming to Switch exclusively.
Yes,
Hot
yes, yes.
dog. So, for those of you, I don't want to say heathens, but yes, heathens, who don't remember the Marvel Ultimate Alliance games, here's the basic gist. So it's an action RPG that literally unites the Marvel Universe. The first one came out on PS2 and the original Xbox, and then the second one was on PS3, Xbox One,
Xbox
PS2.
360.
360. The Wii, you know, it basically came out on like every platform it could, right? And but the fun was that you could literally pick and just about any team member that was in the game, naturally, and have four person teams. So you could have, let's just say, Blade, Ghost Rider, Rogue from the X-Men, and the Incredible Hulk as a team. Or you could have Thor, Spider-Man, Nick Fury, white or black. Watch the games. It was there. Crap, running out of Marvel heroes. She-Hulk as a team. That's a terrible choice. Captain Marvel as a team. It was probably Miss Marvel back then because that was before the comic reboot. Moving on. But that was the fun. And it was honestly a really good game. And the first one was about the Avengers versus the Masters of Evil, which is really, really good. Then the second one did a spin on Civil War, which is also really good. But it's been 10 years since the release of the last game, and everyone thought this franchise was dead. Apparently not!
Yeah, that was an awesome reveal. I mean, yeah. I remember my... I mean, it feels so long ago. I guess it was so long ago.
It was.
Were playing that. But my old high school friends and I would play that a good amount. It's an exclusive. Like, that's the most incredible part about it all.
Yeah. No, but like I had the original two on my PS2. Although ironically the sequel on PS2 was broken, so you actually couldn't finish it, which is something I wouldn't have expected, but whatever. But I'm excited for 3. It's day one buy for me. I mean, I rarely do this for third-party games. Obviously, I did it for Rabbids and Octopath, but those are exceptions, not the rule. This is day one buy. I love this franchise when it works. And Team Ninja is making it. I don't know if you guys saw that, but Team Ninja is actually making this game. It's promising to be bigger, better. They're having not only Thanos as one of the main bad guys, they have Ultron, they have a mystery villain, they're bringing all the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Rocket and Groot are supposedly one character. So they are going bigger, they're going better. It's on Switch alone, which is awesome. Which, if this does well, this means that there's a great chance we could get more Marvel games. And...
Well, that's a big rumor that really for Switch in general in 2019 is that given that the companies wanted to see the Switch prove it in its launch year, and it did, then it takes a year to develop games at least.
Give or take.
And now in 2019, we're going to be looking at some more, you know, quality third-party content. And really, the Game Awards, I think, kind of showed that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And, I mean, we got, just in January, we got No More Heroes. Bayonetta is rumored to be coming out in 2019. Now we have Marvel Ultimate Alliance. There's more. We'll talk about one of them in a second. But this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge, and I'm very, very excited. And I hope that, and even though it's not connected, if this game does well and it shows that hey, the comic book market is in the Switch, DC's gonna notice. DC and Warner Brothers are gonna notice. And they're gonna be like, okay, maybe we should bring something over here. There was rumors that the Batman Arkham trilogy might come over to the Switch, and it obviously didn't happen. But if it does, you never know. So we'll just have to see. But I'm excited. I'm already planning out my team of who I'm going to pick. I'm kind of curious, actually. Are you guys interested in this?
Interested in this, yeah.
Personally, for me, I mean, I haven't seen the Marvel Alliance game since back in college, honestly.
Fair enough.
Like, back, I still remember the combo between Thor and Deadpool, just a tornado of grenades, which is pretty hilarious.
Did those combos attacks, which was great.
And, yeah, that was the thing I like, and especially, like, those whole combos, like, yeah, like, I'd be, like, aggressive or diplomatic. Those things I enjoyed, yeah.
Yeah, I just look forward to seeing, like, how big the roster gets, because I totally am going to have some of the Guardians of the Galaxy in my team. It just has to happen. And then I saw Ghost Rider, I saw Captain Marvel, Cyclops, Wolverine voiced by Steve Blum. Totally Steve Blum as Wolverine. So that's super instant day one buy.
Of course, of course.
super instant day one buy. Yeah! I am very excited for this game. And again, it's the timing potentially could be perfect because of Avengers 4.
Right. The trailer dropped, right?
Yeah. I cried. No, I didn't. I know other people did, though, so yeah. But yeah, this is going to be something special, and I look forward to seeing its reception. I really hope it's a million seller just so we can get more games like it. And here's another funny note. In the last, let's just include 2019, 2 years, Sony has had an exclusive Marvel game. Nintendo will have an exclusive Marvel game. Xbox, oops.
Don't talk smack about Microsoft. I'm protecting them right now because Banjo could be in Smash after this.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Banjo could be in Smash, and Microsoft, we need them to love us.
Want to remind everyone as well, because remember at the beginning of the awards, the three of them.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, Spencer, whatever his name, and Reggie came John. Out. The three
whatever
heads
his
of
name,
the
John.
Industry. Nobody knows the Sony guy's name. Like, I know Phil Spencer.
It was Sean Layton, I believe.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it was Sean. Yeah.
Right, you're welcome. See, well, I pay attention. Anyway.
I didn't know we had a Sony fanboy amongst this.
I respect. Hey, if I didn't get a Sony PlayStation, PlayStation 2, I would have not gotten to experience the greatness of Digimon World 1-3, Sly Cooper trilogy. Didn't get to play the fourth one, that was on PS3. Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. Yep. I would have never have gotten to play the Metal Gear trilogy again, not the fourth one or the fifth one because those were later consoles. I respect Sony. Now I fell out of it because the PlayStation 3 was $600, but you know, I do appreciate Sony for what they. And if I got a PS4 today, I would get Spider-Man. I would probably try and get both Phantom Pain and Metal Gear Solid 4. Get Kingdom Hearts when it comes out, obviously. There are things I would play. It's just, it was always the money issue. So, yeah. Xbox I will never protect. So they're on their own there.
Hey. Banjo.
I actually want to take a moment about that because Geoff Keighley gets sometimes a bad rap for some of the things he does, and there were some very awkward moments during the Game Awards, no doubt. Right. Having that happen, and yes, their speech was totally scripted, no doubt, but having that happen, to me, was one of the most important gaming moments of at least the last 5 years. Because every year we talk about how Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo, they hate each other, and like the cross-playing thing was Sony hating on the other two, and then you know Microsoft and Nintendo doing that Minecraft commercial was their way of lashing back at Sony, and then the E3 fiasco. You know, we all think about the conflict, but they all care about gaming, and so hearing them, scripted or not, talk about how they want to make the gaming world better, which was a recurring theme throughout the night, was very moving to me because they didn't have to do it. Any one of them could have said, I don't feel comfortable doing it with these guys, but they didn't. They
came
on
together.
Yeah,
well, it's not like they have a personal beef. I mean, it's just
their
businesses. But
we think that at times. We think that at times as fans because of our loyalty.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
Yeah. And I mean, we there are toxic communities out there that hate people for no reason. And even though I poke fun at Xbox, I'm not going to deny their success. And same with Sony. So it was a really cool moment for me to see them on stage together saying, we are gaming. Sure, we're rivals, but we care about you the most, and we want you to help us make gaming better. That was really, really cool.
My apologies, man, but like when you hear that coming from Sony, I'm sorry, I'm getting a sense of irony coming from them. My apologies.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on to something I honestly didn't catch, but I'm going to give props to Tyler for he was told about it, then he told me. Mortal Kombat.
This was so 11. Exciting. Let me just take this one, because I happen to be a Mortal Kombat aficionado.
By all means.
Okay. Mortal Kombat 11, that trailer was nuts. And my jaw dropped. I thought that's another reason to buy a PlayStation or an Xbox, probably a PlayStation. Because you didn't think that there was, I mean, of course this is not coming to Nintendo Switch. We didn't get Mortal Kombat X, or Injustice 2, so why are we going to get Mortal Kombat 11, and yet, sure enough, Mortal Kombat 11 is coming to Nintendo Switch. Whew, that trailer was phenomenal.
Yeah.
At the end of Mortal Kombat 10, spoiler alert for Mortal Kombat 10, still catching up. Raiden, the main, the kind of the main good guy,
God of Thunder,
the God of Thunder. He falls to the dark side.
Oh, that explains a lot.
See this in that trailer, his evil version.
The last scene.
And yeah, so there's some story intrigue going on here, but Mortal Kombat gameplay is phenomenal, and it comes out April 23rd.
Yep.
Very soon. It was an unexpected announcement, at least in my opinion. We knew it was coming eventually, but certainly not to Switch, and yet it's coming to Nintendo Switch. That is huge.
Yeah, here's the thing, like, and for those of you saying, like, wait a minute, when was it confirmed? You have to look at the extended trailer, not the one that was shown at the Game Awards, because there's an extra 10 seconds in the extended trailer that shows you can pre-order Shao Kahn, which is actually very telling, because that means that Shao Kahn's not going to be a big member of the game, kind of like how Darkseid was a pre-order for Injustice 2.
Yeah.
So that's already very telling, but then at the end they show that it's for Xbox, PS4, Switch and PC. So NetherRealm's bringing it to all platforms. That's awesome. My gosh, that trailer with the custom rap music, with the how much gore can we fit into? I mean, seriously, how much gore? This has to be the goriest reveal trailer in the history of ever.
More than
Doom, more than Grand Theft Auto, more than Halo, more than any other M-rated game you can think of. This has to be the goriest trailer. And that's saying something, because Mortal Kombat 10 had Scorpion kunaiing Sub-Zero's head off, okay? It was more gory than that.
Well, if anything else, Ed Boon and NetherRealm Studios definitely have that talent of just making the things you expect from horror movies into reality, or into video games, honestly.
Pretty much.
I can only imagine the fatalities they're gonna make from this, like, new design. And yeah, if that trailer was like indication, again, Raiden just basically blowing off Scorpion's head up and then getting offed up by classic Scorpion is like,
yeah,
get ready if you love your gore.
Yeah.
When he came up on stage, I was like, wait, why is Ed Boon here, and why is he presenting Best Driving Game?
Yeah. Like... I was expecting him to make a joke about, I should have been here for Best Fighting Game. I don't know how that didn't happen.
Yeah, they did Best Fighting Game. They gave it to Dragon Ball FighterZ, and it was just like one that Geoff Keighley just read off. Like, yeah. He just was like...
Yeah, and then that's the thing. And then I was like, when they did the kunai, I'm like, oh, that's clever, poking fun at Mortal Kombat. And then it, like, the screen goes out, and I'm like... Oh, wait, this is a trailer.
Yeah.
And then Boone's like, that wasn't a nominees list. And did you see the tweet he made after it? He made a tweet saying, man, none of you expected Mortal Kombat at the show, did you? I must have really pulled a surprise on you.
That's because, like, yeah, everybody earlier this year, everyone was expected that Ed Boon would show something at E3, but there was no trailer whatsoever. Like, and there was... Ed Boon was just basically teasing on Twitter account, like, oh, there is something that, what are you making? Everybody was just foaming at the mouth. We only have to wait until the end of the year to get something.
And then there was a news piece that I actually wrote for another site where a voice actor from, like, the Portuguese version of the game or something, he talked about how he had been hired to do the next Mortal Kombat game, but then his characters got cut, so he had no obligation to, you know, withhold any information, so... Yeah, but yeah, Mortal Kombat 11, it is coming to Switch. It will be a simultaneous release, as far as I know. And then a community reveal event on January 17th. So stay tuned for that. And the press release promised more new Mortal Kombat characters, one of which we saw at the end with the Lady in the Hourglass. So I'm expecting more time travel shenanigans. So why not?
Yes,
it's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. Before we get to that news, I just want to just briefly talk about going to the whole the awards itself, because, like, there were some awards that I feel like should have definitely went to like some Nintendo games.
Nintendo got robbed. Okay, I mean, I know Overcooked 2 is on the Switch, but that's multi-platform. Nintendo, I don't think they got a single award on.
Well,
that.
They didn't really have a great year. What? Octopath had some things that it could have been in, and Smash Bros. Obviously would have won Best Fighting Game because of Smash Bros. If it was allowed to be in there. But we need to talk about the snub, Celeste Game of the Year snub.
among other things. And I would have also gone with Celeste for best soundtrack.
Celeste's soundtrack. It's just the thing, like Red Dead soundtrack is great, but Celeste's soundtrack, it's part of the story in such an integral way.
Yeah.
And it just makes the experience, it's just that much more emotionally deep. Mm. And I could not believe that Celeste didn't win best soundtrack. Yeah. It really
personally for me, I got to go with Octopath Traveler, man. It's like Octopath Traveler's sound design was just amazing for me.
It was
very classic, but I can't tell you, and this isn't Nintendo related, but I can't tell you how much joy I had when God of War won Game of the Year. Because Red Dead Redemption won like all but one category, and that was Best Game Direction, and that went to God of War, ironically enough. And so when God of War won, I was literally shouting, "Yes! No more Red Dead Redemption!"
Right.
Because that felt kind of like, I mean, again, it's not a bad game, but at times it felt like a cop-out that it won. And you almost, because the voting, according to Jeff Keighley, was part fan voting and then part press voting, and it's just like you almost wonder like how much of each actually figured into it.
Yes, so I was totally wondering that the whole time. I was thinking, yeah, how do they decide this? Like, because how many members of the press have played Celeste? How many fans have played Celeste? How many members of the press or fans have played Octopath?
There you go.
It's just they're not a big game, so it was annoying.
I'm sorry, but now you know how it feels to be at the Crunchyroll World Awards. If the audience here knows what I'm talking about, yeah, now you know how it feels to be at the Crunchyroll Awards.
All right, moving on to the next topic: Metroid Prime. Okay, I'm kidding. There's one more big reveal. Joker from Persona 5 is coming to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate as the first character pack.
I love the "you'll never see it coming" tagline.
Yeah.
It makes me want to play Persona so badly.
Do it! Do it!
I don't have the means.
Switch version. Okay, so needless to say, they played this the best way possible. Because again, they had the indie sound rhythm game at the pre-show. They basically started off the show with a Marvel Ultimate reveal. If you didn't watch the extended trailer, you didn't know about Mortal Kombat on Switch. Oh, and Crash Team Racing, that was also announced for Switch. That's pretty cool, too. And so for me, and I was telling this to Tyler, they have to be doing something. Because in the commercial breaks, they kept doing the Smash Brothers countdown commercials with the announcer going, "The game is coming very, very soon." You know, I'm like, okay, we get it. It's almost here. Give us something. And Jeff Keighley was just talking, and then the whole power went out, and it didn't do the boom, you know, sound effect.
Yes,
it
this just was went, well done.
This was perfect. It was, and that's the thing. It's like the best Smash Brothers reveals, not unlike the Splatoon Inkling reveal.
Okay.
That was a nice teaser. Like, why are we watching Splatoon again? This was perfectly done to where you did not guess that this was Smash Brothers. I was telling Will, Tyler was telling Will this before you came on. I had heard something about like a Persona 5 like spinoff game, like a music title or whatever. I'm like, oh, maybe this is that. And then all of a sudden, I see the invitation with the Smash logo, and I'm losing my mind.
I think I lost your mind more than you, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, granted, but I'm like, Persona? On what?
Again, thank you, Daddy Sakurai. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Now, for those who've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll remember the quote-unquote one rule of third-party characters, okay? The rule is simple. If you have been on a Nintendo platform, handheld or console, at any point in time, you are eligible for Smash Brothers. And that has been proven by every single third-party character in Smash Brothers history.
Well,
until
okay, wait,
now.
Wait. Well, was Cloud?
Yes, Cloud was on part of two Kingdom Hearts games on the 3DS. Sorry, Game Boy Advance, DS.
Okay,
3DS.
So I mean, Kingdom. I'm not. If you want to kind of count that, I get it. I wouldn't really count that.
Kingdom Hearts RE coded actually had him as a playable member of your party.
Yeah. No. I hear you. I hear you. It's not Final Fantasy VII. Is what I'm trying to say. Because I mean, when you think of Kingdom Hearts, you're thinking Sora, not thinking Cloud. But Persona Q and Persona Q 2 are on 3DS.
On the 3DS, yes.
Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle had the Persona 4 Arena cast. So Persona isn't unknown to Nintendo consoles, but Persona 5 has not been on Switch ... yet. So naturally, this is raising all kinds of questions. And some of them we'll be answering soon. But I want to, tell the guys about this. Reggie Fils-Aimé gave an extended interview with IGN after the Game Awards about Joker being in Smash Brothers. And here's what he said. Quote, "It's emblematic of the approach that Mr. Sakurai and the team are taking with the DLC. He wants characters that are unique, different, to bring them into the Smash Brothers environment, so it's going to be tremendously exciting." There's more, where was it? Mr. Sakurai, he's not only a student of Nintendo franchises, and obviously he's had his hand in a few, but he's a student of video games from a total perspective. And so he's been the driver in really thinking about what type of character coming into Super Smash Bros. Ultimate would bring just a whole different level of fun and enjoyment for the player. That's been the approach. That's been the thinking. End quote.
And also just to provide more reference as well, because I remember I think it was a Nintendo Wire article that says, like, yeah, when Persona 5 initially came out, Masahiro Sakurai actually praised Persona 5 in regards to its menu UI design, and I think that there is some reference to it in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So I can only imagine like if that was maybe a reference to it, or like just because again Persona is pretty big in Japan. So maybe it just caught on with it. I don't know. Like, there seems to be like some, like, maybe a hidden reference. Maybe I'm looking into it too much. But there seems to be like a line that's like Sakurai was expecting, that he planned this out, that he was willing to put in Persona 5 Joker in this game.
Yeah. And here's the other thing you have to think about. Okay. So the final Smash Brothers Direct was in, what was it, like November 10th or something
right.
Okay. So the Game Awards came about a month later. So 2 days, okay, so during the final Smash Direct, he said that there are going to be 5 DLC characters. A few days after that, they said they had, quote-unquote, all decided. This trailer proves that they had decided it before their announcement, well before, because that trailer no doubt took longer than a month to make.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that trailer was beautiful. It was
stunning. And so they know right now, without a doubt, and they're working on them with Piranha Plant. I mean, yeah, we didn't get any gameplay footage, and we don't know how Joker is going to look in the game, but they know, and anything can happen now. Everyone can happen now, and I am expecting big reveals. I can't,
right,
even.
And this is just the first fighter, so I can't imagine what the next
four more
is. And that's one thing, like, also seeing the comments as well, like, how did this not leak?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You'll never see it coming.
Yes, and this, like, thankfully it wasn't the last surprise, thankfully. God, that's also a Persona reference right there.
Sorry.
But yeah, just like, again, I'm just really happy for, like, the director Sojima's artwork, like, have a Persona character in Smash. I mean, that is literally fan fiction material right there. And I don't know, when I just saw it, and especially when they did that trailer, like, yeah, Joker's in the Video Game Awards by himself, and then you hear and like, hearing that say, what?
Yeah.
That was literally my reaction as well.
That was the world's reaction, dude. I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
It pretty much is everyone's reaction, like, Persona in Smash, and seeing all the characters, Mario, Link, in that Sojima Persona design is just like, wow. We are living in a timeline where Cloud, Ken, Ryu, Persona
Bayonetta
is in the same game.
Yeah.
Can I even comprehend that? Holy moly.
And again, that was just the first character.
So I'm just waiting for Travis' touchdown now.
Yep. Well, you never know now. Anything, everyone is possible. Everyone is here. So, dear gosh in heaven.
I know.
The memes. Oh, Tyler, I don't know if you saw this one I retweeted. Have you ever watched Deadpool 2?
I have not watched Deadpool 2. I watched one. But...
Do you know? Have you seen the trailers?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the Gary scene?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, the Gary scene is Deadpool and his partner Weasel are interviewing people for X-Force. And this guy walks in named Gary, and he goes, any superpowers you want to tell us about? He goes, what? Oh, no, I just saw the ad. you're in. Okay, and then, so someone took that meme and they flipped it around to where Joker walks in and they go, any Nintendo appearances you want to talk about? Oh no, I just saw the ad. You're in! Why not? So even though, again, I feel like there could have been at least one more announcement for Nintendo, you can't deny the results, okay? Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 exclusive. Mortal Kombat 11 to Switch. Crash Team Racing to Switch. Again, Bandicoot has been doing really well in his resurgence. And now Joker is confirmed. And again, as part of the character packs, it's not just Joker. We're getting a Persona-themed stage, and we're getting Persona music, which Will love, no doubt.
Oh, you know I would love it. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to fanboy a little bit, but yeah, if you hear a little bit of Shoji Meguro's music, yeah, he is God. He is God.
I'm pretty sure Sakurai is your God right now.
Well, yes, he is daddy. He's daddy right now.
All right, we're gonna move away from Smash Brothers and Joker for just a little bit. We will get back to him, I promise. But there has been a little other news, and one of them was a rumor that was heavily favored to be coming to the Game Awards, but honestly didn't happen, which is a little bit surprising. And that was the Metroid Prime trilogy coming to Switch. This was actually backed by a rumor that Metroid Prime 4 was actually going to be shown in part or in whole at the Game Awards. That obviously didn't happen, and neither did this, but I still feel this could happen because all of the ports on Switch have been doing really good. Pokken, Mario Kart, obviously, Donkey Kong, Hyrule Warriors, missing one. Bayonetta's. The Bayonetta's did pretty good. You know, they weren't million sellers, but they did better than the Wii U versions. So all the ports are doing well, and for Nintendo, this is a perfect opportunity to reintroduce everyone who doesn't remember it off the top of their heads, the Prime Trilogy. So, what do you say? Let's just say that Metroid Prime 4 comes out in December 2019. What are the chances that the trilogy comes out, let's say, May or June? What do you think?
The trilogy comes out if anytime soon, I think that's a good solid hat. A good solid half chance it would release at the half year, because I think they just want to prepare the audience in case they never did play the original Wii or even the Wii U version.
Exactly.
To prepare them up for it. So I say it's a good solid half chance they'll release at the middle of the year.
Okay. Tyler?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it depends on really when 4 is launching. I don't know if they'd want it to come out, you know, like 4 months, 5 months before it. So maybe I would lean towards April or May.
Yeah. Well, it just depends, I suppose. And of course, with all the games that are now being announced for Nintendo Switch on 2019, where are they going to put them all? I mean, especially now that we have, you know, Mortal Kombat and Marvel Ultimate Alliance and everything else. Oh, dear gosh, 2019 is going to be such a packed year. I can't wait for the Nintendo Draft. I'm just saying it right now. I can't, what is it? It's 4 weeks away? Yeah, four weeks away. Is the on January 3rd we are doing the third annual how poetic, the third annual on January 3rd Nintendo Draft, so I look really forward to that. Alright, but I personally want it to happen. I honestly gonna raise my chances. I think sometime in 2019 it's an 80% chance, you know, unless it gets to August and they announce the release date for Prime 4, then they won't do that because that's too close. But I think this would be a perfect Nintendo-esque opportunity to cash in, you know, and not be copied like a certain PlayStation Classic, which isn't being loved by the gamers as much as the Nintendo Classic was. Gee, Sony, you copying Nintendo and failing. Where has that happened before?
And they kind of did that the same thing not too recently as well.
Yeah. So I hope it happens. I mean, again, it wasn't announced at the Game Awards, but also Persona 5 wasn't announced at the Game Awards for Switch, and a lot of people think that this is going to happen but we don't know. My fingers crossed. And Will, listen to me.
What?
I promise you, if Persona 5 comes to Switch, I will buy it day one.
Darn tune, you better.
Hey, you still need to beat Breath of the Wild, so shut up.
Touché.
Okay. On to the mobile market. First off, Fire Emblem Heroes. Some interesting things going on. First off, Fae Channel is happening on the 10th, wasn't it, Will?
Monday,
and it will be the quote-unquote Book 3 edition, which obviously is for Book 3 of the storyline, so we're going to get no doubt a big cinematic trailer to look forward to and hints about what's coming, and someone's dying. We saw Sharina crying. Someone's dying.
Yeah. Play or parents?
Huh? Mm.
I think it's going to be the king and queen of Asker.
Who we still don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to interject a bit because also recently we just finished up with another Build Your Bonds event with the Nifo members, and from what I'm seeing so far, especially with the combo with Helbindi, once you maxed out him out at level 40, he says like there is something about you that just says like Helbindi wants to follow you, and that's it. Like something you're gonna do something. So it's definitely gonna involve something with the summoner. The avatar you, we're going to book 3, so I don't know. It just seems like some sort of like land power. We're going to the same route as Awakening, that you have something besides the fact you can summon heroes of all times. Like, it's definitely, I mean, it's obvious, but something's gonna happen to the main hero. Maybe that Alphonse is gonna kill us in some way or another. Who knows?
We'll see. And then also, profit wise, in November, it made 13.8 million. Which is actually a dip. Wow.
Hey, I did not do a blood sacrifice, so.
I know. And that's fine. But again, people are probably focusing more on Pokemon and everything else. But still, if you're making $13 million a month on a mobile game that's been out for, what are we on, 20 months now, you're doing pretty darn good. So,
who did you guys back in the voting gauntlet?
Fjorm.
Me too.
Same here.
Yeah.
Niffle won everything. The entire
the first round. The first round. Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's good guys versus bad guys. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So,
unless you're an idiot like Marina.
Watch it, you. All right. And then Dragalia lost. Actually, we won really quick. So far, it's made $465 million. Just this mobile game, $465 million. Are you kidding me? Dear gosh. So, there you go. Okay, now on to the other mobile game, Dragalia Lost. So far, in its couple months of life, it's made $50 million in player spending. So, that's pretty good. And apparently, 60% were from iOS users.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and again, it launched at the end of September. So, that's 2 months. So, $25 million a month, give or take. That's pretty impressive, and a big boost to Nintendo, who is the publisher of the game. So, if they wanted to do more games like this, they could.
Well, I mean, if anything else, the RPG and JRPG market on mobile, the voices, from what I'm checking, it's actually pretty lax, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So, like, having Fire Emblem Heroes more or less fills the major void, and then with Dragalia Lost, I mean, heck. JRPGs, we could definitely use more on the mobile market. I mean, it's just kind of ripe for it right now.
So, one last thing, and then we're going to our main event. There are going to be, apparently, not one, but two different Splatfests this month. The first one, when is the first one? Not the Smash Brothers one, the regular one. When's
the regular
one
in January, in the beginning of the new year, I believe. Like,
really?
I think it's a 12th, 9th, no, I think it's like a... January 19th or 12th? I don't know. Hang on, I didn't even check.
Okay, yeah, please do, as I monologue. But there are going to be two Splatfests in December. The first one, or one of them, comes next week, where they are doing a Smash Brothers-themed Splatfest, where it's the heroes of the game versus their enemies in the game. So, you know, Mario, Bowser, Link, Ganon, DK, King K. Rool, that kind of thing. And I'm Team Heroes...
As is Pearl, and I'm thinking Team Heroes as well.
Well,
I am wanted to go to Team Hero. Yeah, I'm also Team Heroes, but
I'm thinking Team Heroes,
but I can't. I mean, like, because this is not the first time. Because again, we're going to back in original Splatoon 1 again. Autobots versus Decepticons. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of like a little torn there.
Yeah. Yes. Oh no, you were 100% Team Heroes, and then your girl said. I'm more of a villains person because I'm evil, you know, as we know. Now you're like, oh, well, I need, you know, Tyler was right. I'm not going to admit he was right, though, so I'm going to double down. I'm just going to side with the villains.
Moving on. For the record, I picked it because my loyalty has always been to Link. So.
Yes.
That's just the truth. And then there's going to be another Splatfest, the actual more appropriate, more adequate. I can't think of a good word.
in line with what they normally do.
Better, the more inline Splatfest. We have
traditional.
Yeah, traditional. Thank you. Traditional Splatfest. The Christmas themed Splatfest, which they have shown what it's going to be like in Gopolis. It looks absolutely beautiful. It's going to be what's better to spend Christmas or the holidays with, family or friends. And I'm on team family. And apparently I'm the only one doing the Splatfest.
Ness do a combo with his down B. It was really fascinating. PSI Magnet is a 3-hit combo. What the heck?
Gosh.
Sorry.
Focus, Tyler.
Yes. For this Christmas Splatfest, I am team family. I would be team friends, but I really just, it's Christmas is a family holiday.
There you go. So, Will?
My heart tells me family, but at the same time, my joker friends.
Marina's picking friends, so we're just going to pick friends.
Okay, and the date, it starts on January 4th, which is a full 2-day Splatfest. January 4th.
You're such a fraud.
That is
Will,
interesting.
You disgust me.
Why? Okay. Because what? Because, again, everybody here, ever since the whole ketchup and mayonnaise spoof, again, people love, I don't know, the white ink for reasons.
That's why.
All right. Moving on, but that's going to be interesting. I'm surprised they're holding it off till January, but whatever. And so next week we'll be doing our Sell It and Splat, though apparently that's going to be one-sided because we're all heroes here. But yeah. All right. Because of the Joker reveal, we have to question everything that's going on with the DLC. And we're not even joking because we made our picks, was like 2 episodes ago, of who we thought would be in the DLC. Yeah, all those are now almost completely bunk.
Makes us look like a bunch of jokers.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, for this last segment, we'll do it a little quick. We're getting pressed on time, but we're gonna discuss what we truly think now will happen with the DLC. So it's only appropriate that we do this in a Nintendo discussion. All right, gentlemen, so we're doing this one a little differently than we did last time, because last time we each picked 4 characters that we felt could get into the game. Now we are coming together, we 3 kings of Nintendo attire, to pick the 4 characters we now have to try and decipher from Nintendo's cryptic words, mainly Sakurai's and Reggie's, about what's coming. Because with now Joker in the game, with no Persona 5 so far announced for Switch, anything and everything is up for grabs. So I say we spend this time, we throw out a few characters, we discuss what our possibilities are, and then we come up with what we now are going to definitively say is our 4 picks going forward.
Mm.
4 picks going forward. Ha ha.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. No, I'm not. Lisa, don't rage quit.
You are really insecure.
says the guy who rage quit.
No, I'm secure in that. I'm proud of that rage quit. It was a good rage quit.
It's a terrible rage quit. Anyway, so this is our list from now on. So all of our lists from before, they're gone. This is the list. So I think it's only appropriate that we start with one that you said, Tyler, and it's not Banjo. It's Sora. What are our chances of getting Sora in the game?
I think Sora is actually a little lower now. I felt like Sora made a lot of sense being revealed at the Game Awards alongside a Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 port to Switch. Not to say that come March we have a Nintendo Direct and Kingdom Hearts 3 gets announced for Switch, that would be a good time to announce Sora, but I'm thinking like 20%.
Yeah, like, I'm also kind of feeling that way now, because with the recent announcement of Joker, and as we approach the beginning of the year of 2019, yeah, Sora is definitely looking a little bit lesser and lesser, because, like, heck, maybe they will be preparing it to announce it later on down the line. I mean, that would be a great news to hear because for a lot of Kingdom Hearts fans, but yeah, Sora for Smash Bros. Is definitely looking on the lower side of things, so definitely below 50% now.
Okay. I actually would go about 50% just because of timing. All right, and what I mean by that is this. We don't know how far apart these DLC packs are going to be. Sakurai said that it could take about a year or more after launch, which is now. So, you know, we could maybe by, I don't know, November next year just find out about Pack 5. We don't know. So it really truly depends right now on, A, does Sakurai want Sora in Smash, obviously, which he would have decided by now, but... if when would they announce it? The Game Awards was a perfect place to announce Persona because it's so random and so out of the way that no one saw it coming. Ha 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 ha. but I think it's a 50% chance because he doesn't play like a regular swordsman. Yes, he'll have the swordsman like moves, but he's got the magic. They could bring in some of his drive forms, which would be awesome. And obviously his final smash would probably be him bringing in a Donald and Goofy. So, there's a lot of potential. There's a lot more variety with Sora than there is. He's kind of like a souped up version of Link, where Link has all those options. Sora's the same way. He can fly, he can teleport, he's got magic, he's got special abilities. So, I think right now, I'd say 50%, especially if he could be the third character announced, which would be, let's say, April, if we get one like in January, February. And then, you know, that could be the Kingdom Hearts 3 reveal. We don't know. So, I'd say 50% right now. Alright, Tyler, your pick again, Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about Banjo-Kazooie right now. I'm thinking 75%. And I'm thinking 75% because when there's smoke, there's often fire, not always, but there's a ton of discussion in the world of leaks, in the world of rumors pointing towards Banjo-Kazooie. One leak that predicted Joker has mentioned Banjo-Kazooie as a character. My guy Papagino says he has a source that's confirmed Banjo. Now, these are grain of salt, obviously, massive salt. Grinch leak was fake. We all know this. But you know this now. There's a lot. Yeah, we know this now. There's a lot of evidence to Banjo, and I think if you kind of look at this is sort of a semi-Sony rep with Persona. I look at Banjo as sort of a semi-Microsoft rep. He's best known for Nintendo, but he's a Microsoft guy. I think Banjo's got a really good chance.
Will?
Oh, for Banjo-Kazooie, I feel like that's also a great chance of it coming, because again, we need some Microsoft representation, and I feel like since Microsoft holds the rights to Rare, I mean, it's kind of a bit of a shoo-in to have Banjo in, because again, Banjo-Kazooie 64 back in the days, it's like, yeah, Banjo-Kazooie is definitely the character for Microsoft to finally be properly represented here in this crazy world of Smash Brothers. So Banjo-Kazooie looking very good. I say a good solid 60 or 70% chance.
Okay, I will agree with that, because before the roster was finalized, Microsoft actually commented on how they would love to have Banjo-Kazooie in the game. Now, yes, this could be just placating to the fans, but they also didn't have to make that tweet. They could have easily ignored it. It would have been so easy. But they didn't. They said they'd love to. And I also think about what Reggie said, that Sakurai is looking for different characters to use. And you don't get much different from Banjo-Kazooie.
You don't.
Because this is a bear with a bird on its back that can attack, and in so many ways. And there's a lot of ways you could use the various talents of Banjo-Kazooie. So if you wanted an out-there character, Joker is one because of his persona, which is already confirmed for the game, obviously. But Banjo-Kazooie is very, very different. So I definitely say that. So what do you say? Shall we put Banjo as one of our guaranteed roster, as one of our picks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's one. We have Sora to the side for now. We'll see what his fate is later. Will, onto your pick, Travis Touchdown.
Oh, I have to say this. I cannot believe I didn't say this right away. Will, I was crying on Twitter earlier today. You guys might remember when we asked Will who he thought was going to be in the game last time. I kept giving him crap because he said Travis Touchdown, and he said a Mortal Kombat rep. And I found like 6 tweets today that were predicting Travis Touchdown and a Mortal Kombat rep. And if that happened, Will said it first, and everybody else who says it, you don't count.
There you go.
All right. I forgot I made that prediction.
You never know.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Scorpion impaling Princess Peach.
I'm cracking up.
That would be amazing. I mean, yes, it's gory, but at the same time, it would be the out-of-left-field thing because it is a fighting game, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Travis Touchdown. Goichi Suda 51 more or less kind of like asked them, like, if it's a chance, yeah, can you please put in Travis Touchdown in this game? I mean, yeah, I kind of pushed in my own game to give you some spotlight, so maybe a little bit of chance. I mean, the otaku assassin Travis Touchdown is, like, he pretty much is the Deadpool of Nintendo right now, and just the Deadpool, he's an otaku assassin. And he's just that guy who just have a bit of crude humor, but at the same time he's just a lovable dude. I mean, yes, he's crude, but he's a lovable dude. And just like see him go against again with the icons of Nintendo and hell going to with Joker is like, yeah, it's almost like saying that what would Deadpool do in that kind of situation. So. With this announcement with Joker coming in, I feel like it's even more possible. So I'm sitting good, comfortable 70 to 80%.
Oh my god. I'm saying like 5%. I don't think this is happening. I would say that there's about 30 other characters that have a better chance at least.
I'm at 50% right now because it would...
50%!
50%! Well, hear me out.
You're 50% sure that Travis Touchdown will be one of the remaining four characters.
Yes, because...
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
Here's why. Because we're going to have No More Heroes, Travis Strikes Again, or back, or whatever. And if you're going to go out there, Travis is out there. I mean, he's got his, you know, lightsaber-esque blade, and he's got a whole bunch of other weird moves that only Travis has. And Suda51 has been a big proponent of Nintendo and the Switch for a while. Again, the original one was one of the launch titles for the Wii. So, and the second one, which is more multi-platform, honestly didn't do that much better. And so what does Suda51 do? He brings it back to Switch. He brings it back to Nintendo. So I think it's a possibility. Maybe there are other characters that are better, but if we're going to go out there truly different, they can't just add a regular swordsman. They just can't, all right? And so, but with Sora, with Travis, there is difference in them that makes them special. And I think that's enough. So, all right. So since we can't unilaterally agree on Travis, we'll put him next to Sora in the bullpen for now. So Tyler, give us another pick. Who do you think could be in the roster?
Who do I think could be in the roster?
Could be in the roster.
I know this is disheartening, and I know you guys are going to disagree with me, but I do expect we're going to get a traditional Nintendo first-party character. I'm not going to go with Eldegard. I'm going to go with... All right, so I know it's not a popular pick, but I'm going to go with Silex from Metroid Prime 3, potentially the villain of Metroid Prime 4. I think that we got three Metroid characters. If Metroid Prime 4 is coming out, they're going to want to hype it up. And I think Silex's ship was trailing Samus at the end of Metroid Prime 3. So I feel as though that's a character that's coming back. And it would make a lot of sense for Smash. Also, he's got is it an it or a he? I really don't know a whole lot about Silex.
It's been a while, I don't know.
It's an alien, so yeah.
Very, very cool. So I am into the design. I think this would be an interesting character.
I don't know. I don't that's a 5% chance for me. I mean, granted, Piranha Plant, so anything is possible, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, I honestly think they'll back off of Metroid just because they gave us the Echo Fighter and Dark Samus, and then they gave us Ridley, who was the ask for Metroid games. So we got Ridley. I think it'll also be too much to ask for another character, especially one for who a lot of Metroid players probably don't know about. I mean, Ridley is Ridley, so that was one thing. But
I don't expect it to be a groundbreaking. Like, I don't expect all five to be like Joker or Banjo, you know, and I think that with Nintendo picking it, they're gonna want something to promote their upcoming game. So I mean, I could say Eldegard, and I wouldn't put Eldegard past it, but I'm sticking with Silex. I think that Metroid Prime 4 is gonna be a game that they really, really want to hype up, and if the rumors are true about him being an antagonist in Metroid Prime 4, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know. We'll put that in the bullpen for now. Will, how about you give us a pick and no Persona characters? You've already got one.
Hi. All right, no more Persona characters. Oh, man. I mean, another random character that would seem a perfect fit and just more or less blow everyone's minds. I mean, again, Goku is pretty much out of the picture, but a lot of people want Goku.
Actually, again, wait, why do you say Goku's out of the picture? Because I think he's more in the picture now than he's ever been. I mean, think about it. If they put Persona character in the game, what's to stop them from picking a character who is not only infinitely popular, but is owned in gaming rights by Bandai Namco, who helped make Ultimate?
I'm going to say Goku is a lot more likely than Travis Touchdown. A lot more likely.
Okay, so say Goku. We need another person in the
roster. All right, Goku. Okay, Goku. Okay. I mean, everybody's more or less been chanting Goku's name because, again, Goku is Goku. He's iconic, like Mario almost in the sense. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody, Etika, everybody in the gaming world was like, please bring Goku. He will be so worth it in Smash Brothers. And with Joker coming in here, is like, it kind of goes resonate with more of my sentiments. Like, Goku would have that same iconic effect. I mean, heck, if you bring Sora, okay, iconic character. Goku is the iconic of game and manga. So, yeah, for Goku, I think his chances definitely is much more likelier now. So, yeah, I'm sitting at a good 85%.
Yeah, I'd go 65% for Goku just because I'm focusing on the word different. And Goku, despite being a fighting game character, plays differently from just about everyone in Smash Brothers. He has his Kamehameha, which, yes, is kind of like the aura charge from Lucario and like the buster shot and everything else and the mega charge, but it's different. And then he's got he'll be like Ryu with his physical moves, but then he's got like instant transmission. He's got his after image. They could use the power pull. That'd be unique. Goku has such a long history. They could make him the most unique fighting game character. So, and then here, you'll like this, Will. His final smash. He does the Kamehameha, but the camera will shift to different parts of the screen to show the five or six transformations of Goku. So we'll have base form Goku, Goku Super Saiyan, Goku Super Saiyan 3, Goku Super Saiyan 4, which I know is technically non-canon, but I don't care, it's Smash Brothers, and then Super Saiyan God Goku. You know, and they're all launching the Kamehameha at the same time and just engulfing the screen in the Kamehameha.
That would be awesome. Kamehameha times 100, yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So, I say we put Goku in the roster, or in our picks. Seconded?
I don't want my name attached to that. I just gotta say, I don't want my name attached to the Goku pick. I like Goku a lot. You know, I think it'd be cool, it'd be very exciting and off the wall. And again, I do think it's more likely than Travis Touchdown, but I'm going like 10% for Goku.
You just said that Goku has a better chance of Travis Touchdown.
And I said Travis Touchdown had a 5%, and I'd like to remove that to a 1%. Travis Touchdown has a 1% chance.
Just for that, your name is attached to it. Goku's in the roster. So we got Banjo and Goku as one of our two picks. It's my turn now. Oh, man, this is hard because with them putting
I'm like the Supreme Court. Like, I got a dissenting vote. I'll write my dissenting opinion, but the ruling still stands.
Don't go political with me, okay? I know politics. I am the greatest politician ever. We're moving on. All right. I do agree with Tyler, and Will heard me say this earlier, but I do agree there has to be one first-party character. There has to be. And even though I'm going to sound like a broken record here, I think it's got to be Rex and Pyra.
Okay.
Because...
Oh, I would hate that so much. I hate Rex
and Pyra. Hey.
Just for that, they're in the pick. We got three picks now. No. I'll be fair on this one. No, it's just, again, it seems simple because he's a swordsman, but because of how Xenoblade works, it's not that simple. He's got the blades. He's going to be teaming up with Pyra. He could switch up to Mithra and have different attacks. It'd basically be like a bladed version of a Pokemon trainer. And I just think that if there has been an iconic Switch character since launch, it honestly is it's Rex and Pyra. I mean, the close second would be some of the champions from Breath of the Wild, but I'm not sure which one they would put in, if any. So, I don't know. I think Rex and Pyro would make it.
I think Sakurai said no to them. Like, I know they didn't obviously definitively, without a doubt, say no to them. But when he put that Rex costume in, and the way he said, you know, I like Rex, but Xenoblade 2 wasn't around when we started the planning for this. I think that's a deconfirmed. So I want to actually, I mean, I'll give him a 5% chance better than Travis Touchdown, but personally, I think he's confirmed.
It's really hard to say regarding to Rex and Pyra. I would love to see them come in this game, even though they have a Mii costume. Yeah, I actually just recalled that you actually can get, I think, Link's costume in this game for your Mii fighters. So, I don't know. It wouldn't be too far-fetched to actually have the main characters themselves appear. So, I'm looking pretty decently, a good solid 30%. I mean, there's always a chance. So, I would love to see Rex and Pyra.
All right, well, I'll be fair. We'll put this one in the bullpen. So we gotta get two picks. So let's just spitball some names. Who do we think could be the last two characters? We first party or third party? It doesn't matter. Who do you think?
I'm gonna go Scorpion. Scorpion.
Oh gosh.
Or Sub-Zero.
Steve from Minecraft has a really good chance to be.
No, that's a 0% chance. They won't do Minecraft.
You think Travis touched it? Okay, hold on.
Yes.
You've lost literally all credibility with that.
No, I haven't.
To any educated listener, I will give you the chance to edit this out in the post. I just want to let you know, to any educated fan, you have lost all credibility.
No, I don't care. Minecraft. Okay, if you want to give me crap for Travis Tesla,
I'm
going to give you crap about Minecraft Steve. Minecraft Steve is not a fighting character.
Minecraft is the most popular game in the world. It's still more popular than Fortnite.
I say Fortnite probably.
No,
is half
Minecraft
right
has
now.
More monthly active users than Fortnite.
That is true.
Still,
that is true.
Minecraft
I can confirm that.
Is stupid popular. It's on a Nintendo platform. It's on a gajillion every single platform. It's on. Kids love it. Steve, not iconic, but Minecraft. The Minecraft look is iconic. And let me drive the point home with the stage. A Minecraft stage makes so much sense.
No. No.
I mean, you can write it off, but I'm telling you, Minecraft, I'm not saying he's in. I would much rather, if we only get one Microsoft guy, it's Banjo, I hope. But Minecraft Steve has a very real chance of being in the game.
I just don't. Again, well, I will grant you this. Having Minecraft Steve will be definitely a different kind of character, because he would not be able to play like a lot of the other characters, because it's literally not in his build. But that's also the problem. What would be his moves?
He got an pickaxe to do some picking. He got a sword. He can make fires. A villager has a move set. Isabel, the friendly town mayor, has a move set.
I will grant you Villager and Isabel are very offbeat, and of course there's Piranha Plant. So
And if you look at the third party characters that have been added so far, we got Cloud, a video game icon, Ryu, a certified icon, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mega Man. Bayonetta is the only one that's kind of fringe.
I agree with that.
She's still kind of, she's not iconic.
She's cult classic. Let's call it that.
But cult classic, exactly, cult classic. Exactly. And I guess maybe, you know, she's more cult classic than Travis Touchdown. Like Travis Touchdown, I get he would fall into that line, but yeah. I think Minecraft Steve meanwhile is iconic.
I just don't know. Okay, just to wrap this up, because we really need to do it. I'm going to say we put Sora into our picks because I think Sora's fine. So okay, so right now you have Banjo Kazooie.
Wait, Geno, Super Mario RPG.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Geno or Sora, who do we want in?
Who do we think is more likely? That's the problem, because everyone's been asking for Geno for years.
I think Geno is more likely.
Okay, let's do Geno. Will you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay, so Geno. So we got Banjo, Goku, Geno. Who's our last pick?
Banjo, Goku, Geno, and...
It's so hard. This is what the only bad thing about Joker is that we do not know how far they will go.
It's gotta be a first party character.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. Those with Piranha Plant, we thought that they had reached their limit, and then they put Joker in there, and everything gets screwed up. So, okay, I agree. Let's go first party. They have to have at least one first party character.
Yeah.
So, let's eliminate all assist trophies. Okay?
Right. Eldegard? Hey,
who's Eldegard again?
Fire Emblem Three Houses main character, the girl.
Maybe, I don't know. That doesn't feel different. I'm really harping on the different aspects.
Yes,
I agree with that. Well, so let's think. What first party game could? Oh, I got one. Dixie Kong.
I love Dixie Kong.
Uh-huh.
Her hair would make her a different Kong.
Yeah, because... I mean she could be kind of unique with the.
I mean, she'd use her hair not unlike Bayonetta, but in uniquer ways because it's longer. She obviously doesn't have the pistols or the jetpack of Diddy. And that would be another good Kong character. Which, granted, we already had King K. Rool, but why not just add to the family?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Dixie, you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Sure.
All right, so as of 12/7 to 2018, our final picks for the Smash Brothers DLC are as follows. Banjo-Kazooie, Goku, Geno from Super Mario RPG, and Dixie Kong.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the bullpen, just for reference, we have Travis Touchdown, Psylux from Metroid, Minecraft Steve, Sora, and just so I can throw in one character of my own who I know will never get picked, but it would be awesome to see him in here. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Sly Cooper.
That would be really
cool. Okay.
Again, no chance, but why the heck not? So, all right, there you go. And then we will remember this, episode 109, so when the next one gets announced, we will see if it matches up with our list. So let's see how accurate we are. So with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Tyler!
Yes, last week we asked you, what Super Smash Bros. Mode are you looking forward to the most? Testing the characters, World of Light, multiplayer versus mode, or Spirits Classic mode? And 56% of you said World of Light. I hope that you're not all disappointed like I was.
I'm not. I'm just curious, how many votes did we have?
18.
That's not bad. All right, so today, what do you say? Actually, do we want to make it Joker related? Just have some fun. What did you think of the Joker reveal for Smash Brothers Ultimate? One, my persona is ablaze. Two, I think this mission is a go. Three, what is Nintendo thinking? Four, should have been somebody else.
Jeez.
We gotta cover. I did.
I know. Spectrum, but still.
So, all right. I look forward to seeing what people think, even though most of the internet agrees that this is like a really cool thing. So I look forward to seeing this. So, next week we will be back on at a regular time, barring something happening. Hopefully it doesn't. But we will look forward. And of course, let us know what you thought about the Game Awards announcements. Do you think Metro Prime Trilogy will come into Switch? Who are you supporting in the Splatfest that are coming up? And how much fun are you having in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? We look forward to talking to you about that next week. So, for Tellius Tyler, Warrior Will, I am Triforce Tyler. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We have made it to the end of the level. So, raise the flag.